welcome to our program. Today we're going to begin a new series entitled Seven Bible Salvations. We'll look at Nicodemus, Matthew, the woman at the well, Zacchaeus, Saul of Tarsus, Lydia, and the Philippian jailer. Today we'll begin looking at Nicodemus. Have your Bible ready. We'll be in John chapter 3. Important thing we can do when we study the Word of God is to be teachable. Listen very carefully to the words of this hymn, "Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day." Listen carefully to the words in this message and song and ask yourself honestly before God, am I teachable?
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray.
The story of Nicodemus recorded here in John chapter 3 in the first 21 verses. We'll look at the first few verses here. It says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, first of all, as we start here in this portion of Scripture, the focus is on the man. It says in John chapter 3, verse 1, there was a man. The verse goes on to say he was of the Pharisees. That means he was extremely religious. His name is Nicodemus, and it also says he was a ruler of the Jews. So not only was he religious, but he was in a position of religious authority. That is, authority to do with the Jewish religion. So we have focus on the man. The next thing it focuses on here is the miracles. We read in verse number 2 that Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, one thing is for sure, if we could do the miracles that Jesus was doing at that time, it would get people's attention. We read in the previous chapter, in John chapter 2 and verse number 23, Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Well, they believed in his name. One might think, well, a bunch of people got saved. That's not what it says. They believed in his name. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 19, Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So when you see the word believe in the Bible, not necessarily means that anybody got saved. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Oh, they focused on the miracles while they totally ignored and even rebelled against the message. You remember Herod when Jesus was about to be crucified. We have the story there in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long time. Oh, good. Herod wants to get saved. No. It goes on to say, because he had heard many things of him and hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Oh, maybe he'll do some tricks for me. Herod was not, he's a wicked, wicked man. He had no intentions of listening to the message of Jesus, but he'd like to see a few miracles if he'd pull them off for him. Well, we have a focus on the man. There was a man of the Pharisees. We have a focus on the miracles. Well, okay, thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. Many believe, it says here in this chapter, and James says the devils also believe and tremble. And so we begin with a focus on the man, his name is Nicodemus, a focus on the miracles, which were causing quite a storm in the area, and now we focus on the master. In verse number 3, we read, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus goes right directly to the heart of the matter. Now, let's look at these three verses together. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now, what Jesus did not say was, You're right. And if you will just pray this little prayer, you can be saved and come and join our group. That is not what happened. It's probably what would happen in 99% of our so-called fundamental independent Baptist churches today. That's not what happened when Jesus was trying to lead a soul to himself. Now, in John chapter 3 and verse number 1, we read there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. But if we rewind a little bit and go back to the previous chapter, chapter 2, verse number 24, it says, "But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." And the next verse says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews." Jesus knew exactly who he was talking to, and he knew him from the inside out. He knew him better than Nicodemus knew himself. The Bible says here that Nicodemus was of the Pharisees. Now, that phrase, the Pharisees, is found 62 times in the New Testament, and it's found in a very negative manner. For example, Matthew 12:14, "Then the Pharisees went out and had a council against him," that is against Christ, "how they might destroy him." Matthew 16:6, "Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." Matthew 22:15, "Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him," that is Christ, "how they might entangle him in his talk." Matthew 23:14, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." In fact, in Matthew 23, 7 times he called them hypocrites. He said in Matthew 23:27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, ye are like unto the whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." In Matthew 3:7, John the Baptist called them a generation of vipers. And so let's look at it in that context. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was of the generation of vipers. He was of those that Jesus 7 times called hypocrites. Another thing we see about Nicodemus here is he came, it says in verse number 2, the same came to Jesus by night. Now, by night, John chapter 3:2, it says he came to Jesus by night. John chapter 7, verse number 50, we read Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Again, referring to Nicodemus in John 19 and 39, says he came to Jesus by night. Over and over again here, we see this reference of the fact that he came by night. Years ago, I was teaching a group of young people. They would probably be in around 8 to 12 years of age. And I was talking about Nicodemus, and I said, "I think he came at night because he was a coward. He didn't want anybody to see him coming." And one little boy put his hand up and said, "Well, maybe he was really too busy in the daytime to come at night. He had to work." Another kid immediately said, "Well, he could have gone on his lunch hour." Well, we see here the man, Nicodemus, the miracles that got his attention, the master, of course, that's what Jesus had to say here. And now let's look at the motivation. John chapter 3, it says here in verse number 2, "The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Now, a motivation is the reason for acting or behaving in a particular way. Now, when it comes to being saved, when it comes to wanting to know about the plan of salvation and what we need to do in order to be saved, we don't come to Jesus because we're motivated by the miracles. We've seen before in John chapter 2 and 23, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. In John chapter 6, we read, "A great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles." And then in John chapter 6 and verse number 28, they said unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" I think what they're really saying here is, "We'd like to get in on this miracle business. What do we have to do?" John 6 and 29, Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." Oh, we'd like to focus on the miracles, but don't give us that message. In fact, if you read carefully John chapter 6 from verse 29 down on through, you'll see what Jesus had to say about the message, his message, what you need to do the works of God. Well, once they got that straight, we read in John 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Notice it calls them disciples. They were there. They were learners. Oh, no. We like to focus on the miracles. Don't be pointing us to the message. And they walked no more with him. In fact, John chapter 7, verse number 1, the next very next verse says, after these things Jesus walked not in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. They not only didn't walk with him anymore, they sought to kill him. Well, it's interesting that Jesus said to his disciples, will ye also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, you would think Jesus would answer and say, well, that's really good, Peter. You've got it all together now. What did he do? Jesus answered, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he that betrayed him, being one of the 12. See, the problem here was, just like Nicodemus, he's using the word we. Nicodemus said, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Now, there's a clue right there that Jesus knew right away what was going on. He wasn't there saying, I'm really convicted of my sin. What do I do to be saved? He is associating himself with those Pharisees, those hypocrites. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. Well, what's Peter do here? Peter says, we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. Oh, Peter, wait a minute. Don't be answering for the group. Answer for yourself. Do you not realize that one of you is a devil? Well, the Lord's answer to this Nicodemus fellow, this man who was motivated by the miracles, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, the Bible tells us very plainly in Ephesians 5:26, it talks about the washing of water by the Word. The water here is representing the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. In 1 Peter 1:23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. And so, again, as we've mentioned, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. There's a major difference in the two. In our next program, as we continue with this focus on people in the Word of God who were presented the plan of salvation and how they responded, we're going to answer the question, what is the soul? We sing hymns like, it is well with my soul. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. Set my soul afire. The Bible says that Jesus said it, come unto me. He said, and you shall find rest for your soul. What exactly is the soul, and what are we really talking about when we talk about soul winning? We'll look at it in our next program. Be sure and tune in.
Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Both being excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Once I was foolish, and sin ruled my heart, causing my footsteps from God to depart. Jesus has found me, happy my case. I now am a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Tears unavailing, no merit had I. Mercy had saved me, or else I must die. Sin had alarmed me, fearing God's face. But now I'm a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved.